This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Drive around Los Angeles these days, or any city, really, probably, but L.A. is where we happen to be. Anyway, you do that and you're going to see a lot of shops and restaurants and strip malls basically closed. Lockdowns and restrictions from the government, yes, obviously, but also just changed consumer behavior. A week or so ago, though, I found myself at an outdoor shopping center which was basically open all the way.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks. Give me good a little elbow bump.
Good to meet you.
How are you? Good
I'm
to
well,
see you.
How are you?
Good
That's the guy who developed Plaza La Alameda through his company Prime Store. I'm going to let him do the introduction.
My name is Arturo Snyder. We're at Plaza La Alameda in Walnut Park, California.
And what is this place, Walnut Park, in this neighborhood? Tell me about it.
So this is a transitional neighborhood that was historically a fringe industrial warehousing district that became very dominant with the Latino and African-American neighborhood. And we assembled a fairly large area here to create jobs and bring in services and businesses that we didn't have.
Transitional, meaning that Plaza La Alameda, where you can find chains like Chipotle and Marshall's and some moms and pops as well, it sits on what was once a glass manufacturing facility and textile dye house that had been abandoned for almost 20 years. Arturo had brought some pictures to show.
And this was all abandoned and shut down.
Yep.
This was the number one crime neighborhood in the sheriff's department when we started assembling this.
So did you swallow hard when you decided to do this? Because, I mean, you look at that, and then now you look at this. That's, I mean...
Yeah, I think it was young naivete that got us to where we are now. But it's been always my desire to create an economic change inside the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that anybody was going to do it that didn't understand the dynamics of the culture.
Right, right.
So that's,
and that's the key, right? Understanding the culture?
I think so. I think it's being relentless and having passion for it.
Building this mall did create some economic change. From abandoned factories to just before the pandemic hit, a local unemployment rate around 4%. Now, of course, it's higher, 14% in September.
So let's do a quick 360 here and just see who's here, right? I mean, just right off the bat, you've got a Jamba Juice and a Panda Express. So clearly, major chains saw the opportunity too. Now, did you have to sell them on this?
Yes. The first 10 years of this endeavor, people thought I was out of my mind, and I thought so too many times. They wouldn't return our calls, and there would be no real interest until we started understanding how to educate the market in the scale of the opportunity. And what we do is we partner with local businesses, local entrepreneurs. A lot of the Latino and Black community, they have so much talent, so much skill working for other companies and other businesses. And these next generations want to open and operate their own businesses. So that's why we co-locate them with traffic-generating businesses.
Huh.
But we require that all of our businesses hire locally for construction, for permanent jobs, for everything.
Tell me about then the labor pool that you draw from, or that your customers, I guess, or your tenants draw from around here, right? I mean, they can go out and they can find these people?
Oh, yeah. So the demand is just extraordinary in terms of jobs, seeking jobs. What we've worked on over the last many decades is creating a bigger opportunity for job training. When I first started, there wasn't any of that. It was just sort of pulling people from other markets, but who lived here. Instead of having them commute to work, they would be able to work right here.
So let's just, I want to walk for just a little bit, and we'll get away from the armored car. Help me understand how you came to design this place as it is, right? Because you've got a little plaza here across the street from some kind of big box. As you said about designing this, what were you trying to do, right? Because design is the key element of getting people in the door.
Yeah, so the concept of Zócalo.
Zócalo, the public square, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
That's the concept here. Huh. And we took exactly the materials, even the landscaping materials, the finishes, and the traditional kiosk.
Right.
And one of the key elements here at the time was no fences, no gates, no walls. Yeah. These are neighborhoods that traditionally had been built with that in mind. And we took not only that, but we put the bus stop directly into a turnout in the plaza in the Zócalo, so that it becomes integrated to the community.
And go ahead. Well, I was just going to say a lot of ceramic tiles and all kinds of cool stuff too.
Yeah, this is a material adoquin and azulejo from Mexico that we brought in, and creating a place where we can have lots of activities. There's programming here constantly. Dance events and performance events.
Or it used to be anyway, right? Hasn't been so much lately,
right?
Which, I mean, look, it's kind of sad, right? You've got this great space, and it...
Yeah, you could see we cordoned off the children's play area. Yeah. The fountain is off because we don't want people congregating around that. But that's the concept of it.
Yeah. Give me your sense. As a guy whose business depends on the overall health of the economy, how are you feeling?
One thing that I have found about my particular business model is that these communities are so underserved that the demand from the businesses that we have, believe it or not, is still driving our business. So where we've
opened, what does that mean? I don't understand.
Ross, Marshall's, Target, these businesses still need and want to open stores in these communities, because where they look across the map, they find that they have too many stores already, but in these areas, they feel that they don't have any stores.
Right. So the stores are in white neighborhoods and places that are easy to get to and not black and brown places, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So they still have a huge growth potential there.
We've been talking about change in this country for a long time, especially the black and brown communities have been talking about change. Do you think it's here now? Are you hopeful?
I'm skeptical. We just opened Freedom Plaza in Watts. It was 15 years in the making. That was the transformation of the Jordan Downs project, which I worked on for nearly 15 years. So that opened. That gives you some hope. But seeing the chaos that we've seen as a result of George Floyd incident and others, and seeing the lack of velocity and response, I'm skeptical still about it.
Arturo, thanks a lot. Appreciate
your time. Thank you. I appreciate your time.